Hey, everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 289. A little pared down podcast. I'm in a red chair, which is really awkward, really odd.
It's not really awkward.
It's not awkward, but it's just I'm in a different position than I'm used to being in, and I have to lean forward, which I'm not a fan of, but that's okay. And I'm whispering for some reason, and I don't know why.
Are you trying to class it up, like, maybe go with a fake British accent?
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. Welcome. No, yeah, just a little different feel to this podcast, a different grouping than we've ever had before.
Yeah.
But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Spencer.
Pat.
So we're a little low-key today. We don't know if Dave's coming or not, but we're assuming not. So, small group. Adam said he's had enough of us. And I understand. And then...
Josh is out of town.
No, he was here, but I think he's got something going on.
Oh, I thought he said he was out of town this week.
Oh, he was in earlier. Maybe he left. But
no, his wife is out of town.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
there
okay.
We go.
Okay.
He kicked
somebody's
her out.
Out of town.
Yeah.
Poor somebody's out of town.
So, but we didn't want to let you guys down. We didn't want to, you know.
It's a short week, too, because it was a fifth week last
Yeah, there
week.
Was not a lot of books. I really tried, but I also found myself, like, looking at the stack of what I had to read and just kind of vegging a little bit. Even though it was a holiday weekend, I did not make the most of my time.
Man.
I know, I'm a slacker.
As long as you admit it.
I admit it. So, I have some news to talk about, but Pat, was there any other news?
Not comic book per se, but some comic book related stuff. Colin Trevorrow, who was supposed to direct Star Wars Episode 9, has gone, and it looks like they want Rian Johnson, who has directed Episode 8, to step in. They've had some problems with this from the beginning, because it was Josh Trank was originally supposed to direct Episode 8, but I think he burned his own bridge. Chris McKay, the guys that did the Lego Batman movie and the Lego movie, got fired from the Han Solo movie, and Ron Howard stepped in, which is a good get. Yeah, well, now this. Disney has had some issues holding on to people, which I kind of get, because even Marvel Studios did. They have a vision for where they want this to go. Don't deviate. You can't make your Star Wars movie. You just get to put your name on our Star Wars movie. And, you know, I think a lot of guys like the idea of directing a Star Wars movie probably better than actually doing it. J.J. Abrams probably had the most leeway. But, you know, he caught a lot of flack for essentially remaking A New Hope.
Right.
So that they may want to avoid that moving forward. I don't know who directed Rogue One, but... short of Empire, that's my favorite Star Wars movie. It was an excellent movie. And it was a prequel, and it worked, you know. It was connected, certainly, but it was original, but you could tell it was still part of the series. So, you know, you can do some original things, and my guess is you can't make a Star Wars movie and turn it into the Lego movie. They're not going to let you do that. Mm-hmm. Or... like I said, Josh Trank was just kind of acting like a jackass, and Fantastic Four bombed, and that probably had a lot to do.
Oh, that was the guy?
Yeah. He was bad-mouthing the movie before it even came out.
Okay.
And he blamed the studio, of course, because it wasn't what he wanted to do. So, Disney's not going to let that fly. Not with a property that big. They're spending, I think, $2 billion to make a theme park area based on Star Wars.
Okay.
You're going to do it the way they want you to do it. And then I actually just read this. It looks like Suicide Squad 2 has a director now, Gavin O'Connor, who did The Accountant with Ben Affleck. So... I think that's a tone shift, but that's probably not...
That'll work better, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
I haven't seen The Accountant, and It looked like it'd be good, but I've just never got around to watching it.
It's not like, you know, Suicide Squad was a summer popcorn movie, which is fine. I didn't dislike the movie. I'm sorry. Academy Award winning Suicide Squad. which, you know, again, it was fine, but it wasn't a great movie, and I think it took itself too seriously sometimes. You know, where I think this will kind of change that up a little bit. That's the news I got.
That's all you got? Okay.
Hey, I'm working now. I got...
Oh, jeez. Sorry. So you're just not lounging all day. Fair enough. Okay, couple things here at the store. The anniversary party, the 11th anniversary, is Saturday, the 9th. A little short notice, and it just kind of a comedy of errors. I originally was going to have it the 9th, and then my wife decided we were going to take him and his friends out to Cedar Point on the 9th, so I moved it a week later, and then last night I got home to find out that Cedar Point is actually closed this Saturday. So I moved it back to this Saturday. So a little short notice, but we are having the anniversary party. There'll be a big sale. There will be cookies. There'll be some raffle stuff. Not as much. Like last year, I had a bunch only because it was all stuff I got from the Diamond Summit in Baltimore. But since it's not in Baltimore this year, I don't have the summit to go to. It's actually in Chicago in April, and I may or may not be going. I don't know. But so I don't have any goodies to give away. But I bet I can find some stuff. And there was a bunch of stuff that was unclaimed from last year, so I'll be raffling it again.
Nice.
So we'll do that, you know, kind of like in the Chinese auction style. There'll be a big sale, and I will go to Sam's Club and get two of the big trays of cookies, because everybody likes those. So
that's true.
And cookies, you know, nobody...
Cookies is like a staple most people, of your sales.
I try. Well, we used to do the cake, but cake is really messy. Yeah, and then I did cupcakes. And cupcakes get, you know, when the glob of red icing gets dropped on the carpet, that's really kind of annoying. So cookies are fairly... safe, can be handled, don't really need utensils and things like that. So, so just nice and easy.
You seem to have decent outcomes when you promise that.
Yeah, it does draw people. It's amazing, but it works.
What was it, metal?
Yeah.
People came out at midnight for a comic book.
Yeah, I even had one guy
post cookies.
Yep, on the event page, he did post. I had him at cookies. So you don't have to be there at midnight.
Punch and pie.
Yeah. So, the other thing I'm doing this month is, I will freely admit I stole this from Coliseum of Comics in Florida. They're the people that do that, the kickoff convention, the online convention that we do here in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted a flyer of a sale that they're doing and, you know, said feel free to steal it, and I willingly stole it. And it's a Marvel Legacy sale, and it basically every day is going to be a different character. And we're going to do a special sale for a different Marvel character every day leading up to the release of Marvel Legacy on the 27th of September. So, like, today was Captain America. It was 35% off all Captain America comics and trades. And every day, I have a list posted here at the store. I modified his list a little bit. He had Captain America and the Avengers today, and I'm like, I think the Avengers deserve their own day. So I gave them their own day. I also modified... He had Batman on the list for Batman Day, but I modified it to Harley Quinn since it's Harley Quinn Takeover of Batman Day. So...
it's still Batman
Day. It is. Batman's going to have his own thing, but then I will have this extra thing for Harley.
All right.
So it will be post... I'm waiting for Adam to tweak it for me, but I do have the list. It's on the monitor here, and I will be posting every day what that sale is. So that's going on. What?
No, are you looking at it.
Book club is February 29th, Friday, and we're doing Rough Riders this month. That's from Aftershock, a book that's gotten a lot of buzz. A lot of people here reading it in issues and really liking it. So we're doing that one. Spencer just read it. And one other thing I want to talk about. I'm working on getting the new POS system up and running. And I was of the mind that I kind of had to... figure it out and then go, you know, figure out how to transition over to it and not try to lose too much data and stuff like that. And the guy developing it was kind of like, no, we don't have to do that. You can just, you know, all at once we can move all the data, and even if you have data in there, we'll just update it. So the big thing with the new POS system that it has that I think is pretty cool, and Pat's been playing with it today, and it sounds like it might need some tweaks, and it might need a little bit of a learning curve on using it.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it has an app for your phone, so you can order stuff right through your through the app, and it'll make a notification on my computer so that you can see what you have coming. You can make adjustments to your list. You can add stuff. You can't delete stuff. Which I do, I like, so it doesn't have people adding and deleting and driving my system nuts or having me order stuff and then you delete it so that I then, I order stuff and then all of a sudden it's not wanted, so it's great you wanted that $100 book, but, you know, no, you need to come in and tell me you don't want it as opposed to just clicking a button on the app.
You want people to be responsible?
I do. So it's, So what I'd like you to do, if you're, you know, a regular customer, if you're out of town and stuff listening, don't, because there's no real point to doing it, but download the Comic Hub app, and it's all one word, C-O-M-I-C-H-U-B, and download it into your system. It'll, you'll log in, and it'll send me a notification, and you have to wait for me to respond and accept you, into the system, but this is a way, then it has, like, the last three previews are in there, you can go through, order stuff. I do want to say one thing that I've noticed is there's a little check mark in the upper right corner, and anything you, anytime you want to, like, hit enter, that's kind of the enter button, so make sure you hit that, otherwise, you know, just because you click done doesn't mean done, you need
Yeah, it's not intuitive.
No, it's not 100% intuitive, but I think once you start playing with it, you'll figure it out.
And you have to approve...
Right.
And it still doesn't show up in your purchases, you have to resync it where it won't show up.
Right.
So, like, if, you, if you're looking at it, you're like, oh, wait, no, I know I ordered all that.
Right. Just wait, because I have to do stuff on my end. But it's just a nice way, because it does it automatically in the computer, so once I click accept, you know, your subscriptions, it I don't have to go through and add all these different things for you. It kind of does it automatically, which is cool, and... It keeps me from forgetting things, because my biggest problem is, like, somebody will email me and I'll forget to put do it in the computer. Because, you know, if you email me Saturday night, I'm not back here till Tuesday morning, and I don't think about it. But if you just do it through this. The other nice thing that this will do is when I accept the invoice on Tuesday, I can then send out notifications, and you can get an email, and it'll show up on the app what you have coming out that week. So, say... You never actually asked me to hold Mr. Miracle for you, and you know what's coming out, but you don't see it on your list. You can then go and add it, and then I'll know to pull that for you the next day. So it just I think it's a lot of convenience, a lot of neat stuff on there. You can see exactly what you have coming. You can see what you have on hold.
Yeah, and it you know when you click on it, it does tell you you know just a little blurb about it. Plus with this. You can order trades, so and not just the current trades. Like, you know, as I was scrolling through and I clicked Walking Dead, well, all 27 trades of the Walking Dead were on there.
And it also does sync; it live syncs with my inventory. So if I don't have it, you can't order it, which is kind of good. But the part that I'm looking forward to,
I wonder though, does it prompt you that I tried to order it?
That I don't know.
Because that would be a good feature, too, so you know, oh, wait, I need to order this.
Yeah.
Especially for some of the, not necessarily trades you don't do as well on, but, like, the beauty.
Yeah.
You know, you're not...
See you later,
Tim. See ya.
You know, you're not going to stock five of those. But if five people order it, then you know, oh, okay, I need to order these.
So, Yeah, so just that's something you can play with. But it's going to be a learning curve for both of us, but we'll do it together.
Aw, that's so cute. I love it when Colin gets excited about these. It's relatively easy to use. Just the enter function is not very intuitive, and because you have to wait for Colin to approve it.
Yeah.
You know, when I first did it, I picked Action Comics, and it looked like
423.
Only half of them were there, and it just didn't look right. And I, you know, then I went back, because you can do a single issue order or essentially a subscription. But, you know, play with it. I'm still trying to figure it out, but it does seem to be working pretty well.
Yeah, that's a kind of a cool app to have for, like, for your, to make sure that you're not missing out on anything, or if, like, because I know sometimes just looking through the preview books, there'd be, like, a first issue or something I get, and I, especially, like, when it comes to, like, the image and stuff like that, and I just miss it, or I forget that I got the first issue or something, and... Yeah. Now you can just go on this, and if Colin still, you know, has a copy of it, you can just pull it that way a lot quicker and easier.
Yeah, and the thing people may or may not like about it is it also tells you your purchase history.
Yeah.
So you can go on there and look and say, oh, wait, I already have whatever book. I don't need to pick this up. I use Comixology, but I don't have the Comixology app on my phone or anything, so I don't know, you know, how I normally either play with that at home or on a computer or do it on my iPad. But, you know, to get the push notification on the phone's nice. So,
sorry.
So Comix Hub, yay! Right, Colin?
Yep.
Yay! Other news you got?
Sorry, hang on.
Did you guys talk about I can't remember last week about the casting Nightwing for the Titan series?
No. I saw something about it. They also casted Starfire.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going for there, because I got bigger boobs than the girl that they cast. Like, she doesn't look like...
We're all about the boobs.
But with Starfire, it is. Like, that's how DC has portrayed her. You know, except in Teen Titans Go, that's how DC has portrayed her for, you know, at least the last 6 years. You know, they've really accentuated that. And, you know, now they're not. So it's kind of odd. Who did they cast as Nightwing?
I can't think of the guy's name. He was in one of the newer Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, I don't think I've seen him in anything. I've just seen pictures, and he looks like he could be the, you know, like he could fit the part, you know, but I've never actually seen him act in anything.
Yeah.
To see, you know, if he's actually a decent actor or not.
I didn't see the last Pirates, and the last one I saw was the third one, and it was just so horrible, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, I think the second one was the last one I watched.
The second one was bad, but I was too invested at that point not to watch the last one, because it ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So like, okay, I gotta watch it.
Well, I went with, like, a group of friends, and, like, half the group left, like, halfway through the movie, and I was like, no, I spent $9 on this movie, I'm watching it to the end of the movie, like...
Yeah.
Might not have been my best decision, but...
That's alright.
I'm stepping like that sometimes.
When it's your money, you're allowed to be that way, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so that's all the news I have. But yeah, sorry, had to ring up a customer because Tim left, that guy.
Well, you called it on that one, though.
What?
Tim left and not 30 seconds
later. Yeah, no, I knew it was going to happen.
Is that just someone, he wants you to ring him up no matter what?
No, just Tim, he didn't know when he was going to be done.
Oh, so okay.
That was all. Yeah, so Comic Cup, yeah, if you get a chance, please give it a look. Yeah, you know, like I said, the app, you know, I'm sure we'll get it a little more streamlined. I don't think a ton of people are using it just yet, so.
You can get in on the ground floor.
Yes, you can, and help make recommendations and things. But I'm excited about this new system for that, for, you know, lots of little things, letting you guys know things that are going on. It does neat things on my end. Like, if you bought Metal Number 1, but you're not subscribed to it or anything, I can have it say, hey, you know, Metal Number 2 comes out next week. Also, there are all these Batman one-shots. If you're interested in them, click here, type of thing. So
they start next week, right?
Metal 2 is next week.
Okay.
And the Teen Titans is tying in, but we don't have any... The one-shots aren't starting next week.
Okay.
Not yet, but...
But they do start this month.
Yes. Yeah. So that's all I have for store news. I think that was a lot of store news.
Do we have questions?
I had to re... No, I forgot to do about questions. I was out of the store for 2 hours today, so it threw everything off. I'm sorry. We did have a question. Let me see. There was one question from last week that came in after the fact. Let me see.
Yeah, that needs to be a regular feature.
It does, but like I was gone from 3:30 to almost 6, so it just kind of really threw my whole day off.
Especially with me working now. You know, Pat's news is hard to come by.
I hear
you. Well, that and none of the websites have comic news anymore.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But, you know, unless I want to go on a website that's going to crash my iPad.
Right.
I don't know if you go on Bleeding Cool, but that's pretty much what happens every
time. Oh, yeah, no, I really don't check those out too much.
But and what doesn't crash my iPad is just straight up clickbait.
Yeah.
That's like most websites now.
Well, it's funny, because there's a... I'm part of it's a smaller group of retailers, just trying to come up with answers, and everybody's like, they seem really slow, it should have been good, you know, it's a Batman week, Walking Dead week, it should have been pretty busy, and it's just strange that it wasn't. Today was about two-thirds of where my goal is for Saturday, goal is for Wednesday.
Really?
So I don't know if people are just waiting for Saturday, which certainly can happen.
Cause people know about the sale.
But yeah, because my goal is 100 transactions on a Wednesday. That's just what I'm reaching for, and today was 66, which is, that's light, really light.
Yeah.
So, I don't know exactly what's up, but just more for me to work on. But yeah, like I said, I'm excited about the app. I'm excited about being a little more in touch with people instead of just the one weekly email that's just kind of a... I realize it's not exciting, and I don't know what to do to make it more exciting.
I don't think there's a lot you can do.
No, but I think these are going to be, like, the emails will be a little more targeted. So we'll play with that. It is a lot for me to play with, so I'm excited going into the end of the year here, the last third of the year, making some changes that will hopefully be productive and helpful for both of us. So... I know it was a light week of reading. There wasn't a ton of books out.
Not a ton. There was some, though.
So what'd you read, Pat?
Well, I read two books, and then I read that hardback novel I want to talk about, too. So first thing I read was Rebels. It was pretty cool, because this issue was about George Washington... back when he was a lieutenant colonel in the Virginia militia, which was the British. So the timeline on this was a little off, but it references real events. He actually had an expedition up into western Pennsylvania. Whether or not you knew this, western Pennsylvania was actually part of the Virginia colony at the time. Or so Virginia thought, but Pennsylvania kind of thought differently. But the French that were here took Fort Necessity from the British, and George Washington went up and took it back. And that kind of sparked in part the French and Indian War. And that's what this was about, was him doing this, and when he went back to Virginia to report to the Virginia colonial governor, he basically got his ass chewed out for starting a war, and Washington was of the opinion, we're the biggest colony, we need to lead, and Governor Dinwiddie was not so up on that. He didn't want to start a war. also at the time, the French and British were at war in Europe as part of the 30 Years' War. So, or was it 30 Years' War or the 7 Years' War? They were at war at the time, and okay. I think it was the 30 Years' War, and this was just kind of another theater in that war. Actually, most of you, it essentially was World War One. They just didn't call it that. But this was the North American component of it.
Okay.
So it was actually really interesting. I have a degree in military history.
Okay.
And I actually wrote a paper about Washington's exploits in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So that's why I knew this. And it's like, as I was reading, it's like, oh, okay, I know all about this.
So does it, other than you said, like, the timeline, they messed up the timeline a little bit, does it... Like,
it's relatively accurate. It's about a year off, and he actually was a major when this happened, not a lieutenant colonel, but close enough.
Yeah.
He actually came back up here. I think he was a lieutenant colonel, or he may have been a full-bar colonel at the time, for a couple other expeditions. But when he retook for necessity, he was a major.
Because, like, I get that, too, but I just, like, I get the single issues, but I'm just going to wait till, like, this volume or part of the series is over, and then I'll just read the issues that way, because I got a big pile of stuff that I need read anyway, so, yeah. Like, and I'm gonna, and, like I said earlier about, like, the Rough Riders, I'm not, like, a huge historian buff, but I am a big Brian Woods fan, so I like giving, and I like the first volume, so...
Okay. Yeah, this, so, I think this was number 6 or number 7, whatever it was. Up to this was the story, the guy in the first one,
yeah.
It focused on his son, who became a shipbuilder and built the USS Constitution. This was a one-shot, and then it goes into another story arc, I think, for two or three
years. Is he a complete fictional character?
Yes.
Or is, okay.
Well,
they just kind of place him in the setting to show you the ward and timer.
Yeah, because, like, in the first one, they have Ethan Allen as a character, George Washington as a character. Obviously,
yeah.
They were real people. But Seth Abbott... did not exist, or you know, he probably is an approximation
of a couple of different people,
yeah, or an amalgamation of several different people, or you know, he is, you know, this is what the typical Vermont,
yeah.
You know, Green Mountain boy was, and you know, they just went with that. So I don't know, but that was a really good issue. And I read the Dark Side Special. Did you get a chance to read that, Colin?
No.
Okay. So, this was... It was pretty decent. What it was... There were three, essentially... You know, they were slaves on Apocalypse, and they had run away. And they became a resistance movement on Apocalypse. One guy was essentially a coward, and then there were two that were, you know, really in it for the cause... and then the female intentionally gets captured, or seemingly intentionally gets captured, so that she can confront Darkseid himself, and you know, her speech to him was, you know, you're just afraid of us because, you know, we represent your downfall, and you know, you don't have enough power, and he kind of admits to it. Well, she has a mother box recording this, and it gets broadcast throughout Apocalypse. So it was a pretty decent little story. And then there was a backup that was OMAC.
Okay.
It was only a couple pages. It was okay. I mean, it was kind of strange.
Okay.
It had him... going in and...
Now, was it a backup, or was it one of the Kirby originals?
I don't remember if it was a Kirby... It was drawn in the style of a Kirby original,
okay.
So it may have been, but I know that there was another...
Because Olmec was a weird one, anyway.
...story, and it, yeah, Brother Eye was involved somehow, and I, you know, I don't know a whole lot about that.
Okay. Yeah, no, Brother Eye was definitely part of Olmec.
Okay. What it seems like, it was almost like he went in... something had happened. He went to confront the general that ordered him to kill people, and Brother Eye takes out this building and kills the general. Omak survives.
Okay.
Meets up with a woman who is like, okay, well, I'm your friend now. And, you know, they kind of walk off in the sunset together. So it was a little, okay. A little odd. Of all the Kirby specials, I liked the New Gods one, the one with Orion, the best.
Okay.
But this one, you know, it was good, too.
Okay, cool.
And then the other thing that I read that came out last week, and I guess originally you said it came out in 2007, was called The Other Side. It was a Jason Aaron...
That was like his first thing, or okay. At least his first big thing.
Okay.
That was through Vertigo, yeah.
Yeah, except for it came out as an Image book.
Right, because they must have let it go back to him or something.
Okay. And so The Other Side is a story set in 1967 in Vietnam from two different sides. It shows an American, a Marine, and then a North Vietnamese soldier who eventually come together, you know, during the Battle of Khe Sanh. It's really interesting how the juxtaposition of the two guys, where the North Vietnamese soldier was very much, hey, let's get rid of the imperialists and you know, whatever. The guy that was the Marine, he was Gomer Pyle from Full Metal Jacket. I mean, he was just dumb. And you know, kind of throughout it, he's just dumb. And I'm not going to give away the ending, but it ends and it's like, wow, it was really, you know, a powerful story in the way it's told. And to back, Jason Aaron talks about his cousin, who was the one that inspired him to be a writer, wrote the book The Short Timers, which was turned into the movie Full Metal Jacket. And you can see the influence in there, especially when the guy's in boot camp with the way the drill sergeant's talking to him. He definitely took some of that. He borrowed some of that from his cousin.
Okay.
It was a really good story, though. I guess it's only available in hardcover.
Right now? Well, I think it's in paperback.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I'm betting I still have it on the shelf. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, sure. Sell me the hardcover.
You grabbed it.
I know. It was one of those. I saw it in previews a couple months ago, and it was for the hardcover. Mm-hmm. And you know, I thought it was just, you know, an old series that I missed. Didn't even think it was in, you know, in a paperback. So it's like, well, I wanted to read it anyway. Yeah. Although it wasn't bad. I think it was only $19.99 for the hardback, so it was reasonably priced. I think it was probably four issues. Maybe it
four
was...
Four or five. I think it might have been five.
Like it wasn't...
That came out, like, right when I opened.
But there was a decent story for $19.99. You got your money's worth. So.
And Jason Aaron's is normally a pretty good writer, especially when it comes to, like, his like, creator-owned stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's all I got.
Spencer, what do you got?
Well, the only two new books last week I read was Deadpool.
I read that.
Which
I know. You're shocked.
I am shocked.
You're shocked.
Why would you read Deadpool?
Because it was a tie-in to Secret Empire.
Okay.
And I heard that it was kind of important. So I decided to read it.
It
wasn't. No.
I can say because I haven't read Secret Empire at all.
No.
I just a little bit of tie-ins to books that I'm already getting.
There was
getting.
A little bit in it, but not a ton.
Was it a Red Sky tie-in?
No. Okay. There was enough in there to make it interesting. I had no problem with that. But
yeah, because throughout like this whole story arc, like he's almost kind of like the evil Captain America is like. Not hitman, but, like, he was, like, the lead guy to go out to try to get people from the resistance and stuff like that. And, I mean, it was an alright issue. It was just basically tying up that storyline. Though, I'm finding it hard, like, my... But when it comes to the Deadpool book, I'm not getting it, like, the week that it comes out. I tend to have 3 or 4 issues built up in my bag. And then whenever I have, like, a slow week or some extra cash, I'll get, like, a whole storyline. And when I get around to reading them, they're not... They're pretty good. It's just I don't have any urge to read them right when they first come out. But, I think I'm going to try to give this a couple issues after the Legacy and see if they do anything different with the character. And then I might have to drop Deadpool for a while just...
You're not alone.
Just with it being, like, another expensive Marvel book that's not really doing anything for me.
Don't worry, they'll have a $10 one soon.
Right? And then,
And that's why I dropped it.
And then I read X-Men Blue, which dealt more with the young Hank and his diving into the magical realm of things now. And if anybody read that all new X-Men, like I think it ran for 12 or 13 issue series before this one started, that's when he first started to gain his, you know, magic and got interested into that. And, so there's this demon lady from that series that makes an appearance in here, and basically kind of turns him into this almost, like, white, werewolfish kind of, like, creature almost. So almost like to his old beast form, but not blue, more like a white and more wolf-like, and so... It kind of just ends with, you know, him going up against the rest of the team and them trying to figure the rest of this out. And then since those are the only two new books that I got this week, I decided to get a run of some books that I've been letting build up in my bag. So I got issues 11 through 15 of the current Punisher run.
Okay.
And the 11 and 12 were finishing up that story arc, like the current story arc that they were on. With him.
With the face guy.
Yeah, and all that.
Yeah,
and
I didn't like the way that ended.
And then, the other three, were just kind of standalone one-issue stories.
There was a Blackout issue.
Yeah, there was the Blackout issue, which was probably the one I didn't like the least out of all of them. The one I kind of really liked is whenever he first got back from New York.
Okay,
And he found that one kid stole his gun.
Yes.
And he's going on this hunt to find this gun, and kind of throughout the whole story, you're like, why does Punisher care if somebody, like, stole one of his guns? And it turns out that this kid...
It's what happens to the gun.
Yeah, what happens with the gun. And so this kid steals it, pawns it, lady buys it. So Punisher tracks it all down. Turns out this lady has an abusive husband or boyfriend. And he gets the gun off of her, and he's gonna go and try to shoot the Punisher with it. And Punisher goes, "Go ahead, I dare you." And whenever he goes to pull the trigger, it has like a failsafe on it. If Frank Hansen's not the one pulling the trigger, it locks up and backfires on you.
Okay.
So it kind of like blew off his hand, and so he just kind of picked him up and threw him over his shoulders and puts him in the trunk and drives off, and that's kind of like the end of the issue. And then the last one in that is the is there's this guy who is pushing people in front of subways in front of the trains in the subways.
He's pretty creepy too.
Yeah, and like he would like that issue opened up with this lady who was sitting waiting for the train to show up, and she's reading this book, and he comes and he spoils it. She's like, "Why would you do that?" And he's like, "Oh, well, you know, I wanted you to be disappointed before you die," and pushes her in front of the train. And so the whole issue is just kind of like them fighting on the train, in the train, on the tracks.
Yeah, it was kind of like throw Punisher from the train.
Yeah. And like, I think that's the one that had like it had this weird image because, you know, each issue kind of had its own artist.
Yeah.
And it had, like, this weird where, like, he was holding a gun and he was trying to... It was, like, the Punisher trying to do, like, his impression of Jack Nicholson from, like, The Shining. Just really big teeth grin and wide eyes, but,
The art on this Punisher series has really been hit and miss.
What?
And then after Steve Dillon died,
yeah, I think that really threw him for a loop there for a while. But I'm not sure how much longer this series is going for with the I don't know when this one's stopping, because the new Punisher series was just in the New Order, like this month's order or okay. preview book, which that gets me too. Is Marv was talking about how they're going to bring these characters back to their roots and where they belong, but Punisher has War Machine armor on.
Yes.
Like,
that was my problem.
Which, don't get me wrong, that's kind of cool when they've done stuff like that in the past and it was alright, but you make this big deal about bringing your characters back to their roots.
But then you get Frankencastle.
I didn't mind Frankencastle, though. Like, as just what it was, like, its own little kind of story, I kind of liked it. I thought it was fun. And then the
Space Punisher.
That one was a little bit more difficult for me. But then I got caught up on the All-Star Batmans from issue 9 to most of the current. I still haven't read the one that came out last week, I think. I'm like halfway through that one. But I finished that, was the End of the War story, which I didn't really like that story too much. I think because those first couple issues were, like, in the pro form. Like, whenever comics do, like, that the pro writing kind of form, it kind of throws me a little bit because, like, if I want to read a book, I'll just read a book.
Okay.
Like, and there's plenty of books that I like to read, but sometimes whenever it's just big blocks of, you know, dot or, like, of
text
yeah. telling you what's going on and, you know, the characters aren't really actually talking to each other and stuff like that. If it's not done right, it kind of throws me, but at least with issue 9, it kind of was more set up like a normal kind of comic format, and then the rest of the issues were the first ally storyline, which pretty much focusing on Alfred and kind of how Alfred learned everything that he was doing. Though I feel like they're kind of younging Alfred up than whenever, like, from, like, the New 52, I always felt like he was not older, but, like, older than what they're kind of showing him now. Okay. But so far, that's been a pretty decent series. I've probably been liking that story arc the best out of, like, these first three of the All-Star Batman line. And that's about it all that I read last week.
Okay. I don't have too much more here, although the big one that everybody's missing, Secret Empire number 10, wrapped up. So where's Dave and Adam to help me with this one?
Well, but, you chased Adam away and Dave didn't make it.
Right.
Well, maybe they hated the book so much they didn't want to talk about it.
Possibly. No, it wasn't bad. It wrapped up. Some weird stuff happened. They gave it was a plan, but they gave the final missing piece of the... Oh, well, I guess to start, you have Steve Rogers has this Iron Man outfit instead of the thing that's powering the chest plate of the armor is the Cosmic Cube, and he uses it to reform the entire, you know, world, change everything the way he wanted and stuff. And then... Sam Wilson comes to give him the last piece of the Cosmic Cube that they still had. And he takes it and he incorporates it into what's already in the Cosmic Cube, in his chest plate, at which point Ant-Man and Bucky launch themselves into the Cosmic Cube. They go in and they pull out the Steve Rogers who's been in this dream state that Kobik made inside the Cosmic Cube. And they pull him out. They then fight. He fights the other Captain America. Kobik shows up, and she makes good Steve win, and Hydra Cap loses. She then goes through and fixes everything, although not everything. Some people are still dead. You're not 100% sure. And she then basically fixes everything. And it ends with Barf, who apparently everybody forgot was in issue 1 as being like a downtrodden, his brother turned him in, and stuff because he had powers. He was an inhuman and had powers. And the entire neighborhood comes and they clean up his house where they had sprayed, you know, inhuman, get go home, get out. And it was a very feel-good ending that, honestly, I don't know if unearned. The book really earned the ending that it had. It was very much, you know, yay, patriotism, yay, good prevailed. But it I don't know. And then we have Omega coming out next week, so maybe we'll get some more questions answered, because when it ended, you still had Hydra Cap defeated and Kobik created, Cosmic Cube created, Good Cap, who was one, still both existing. So it's
what happened to Evil Cap?
Like, he just got defeated. Like, Good Cap picked up Mjolnir and hit him with it, and that was the end. So,
I mean, are they kind of taking? Have they said, like,
we don't know,
to jail? Or?
We don't. I don't remember if it was explained in there, but I think that's what the Omega is going to explain. So we'll see. But it wrapped up a little neat and tidy, and I don't think it needed to be 12 issues long.
How do you feel about, like, the series, though?
It was fine, but it was a little drawn out. Because
I was thinking about maybe picking it up when it comes out in trade.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to read really well that way. It was just, there was a lot going on, and there was a lot of stuff where it was just a case of, I don't remember this happening. When did that happen? Which may have happened, and it may have happened in a side title. I'm not sure.
And that's been a problem with Marvel events for the last few, where something critical is happening, it's not happening in the main book. And I know they're interested. We need to read all the tie-ins. Not reading 60 tie-ins.
And a big problem with this is a lot happened in the Thunderbolts issue that came out before it started. Well, sadly, Thunderbolts was not selling well. So, luckily, I read it, but there was a lot of stuff that happened in that you may have been a little bit lost if you hadn't read it. Another one I read was Jean Grey, just kind of following up from the Generations book, and she's visiting Doctor Strange to try to figure out why she's hearing these voices in her head, and it turns out those voices are actually the Phoenix Force, and it has them going to the, you know, on the different planes and confronting the Phoenix Force. So
now did they do anything? Because isn't all the these generation stuff supposed to be taking place after?
Well, it actually takes place
with the Vanishing Point,
right? And that was like a real little blip in the last issue of Secret Empire, where she sent all the heroes to go learn something, and it was literally two panels that
or
it took.
Jean
they
Grey
all took
sent
place.
Everybody to go learn.
No, Kobik.
Oh, okay.
Kobik sent everybody. So I don't know. It didn't. This seems to be following up from what she learned there. Generations Hawkeye, that was so far, well, until Iron Man, that was my favorite of these. Basically, both Hawkeyes are in this, like, little battle world where it's a competition to see who's the best archer or the best marksman. And it has the two of them kind of tagging up to take out Boomerang and Taskmaster and Bullseye. But it didn't quite meet the impression that I got for that the Generations was supposed to be the new hero meeting a younger version of the old hero to gain some perspective, a little like moral tale. This just kind of had Hawkeye meeting a younger version of Hawkeye going, you know, I still love you, Clint, but you're a goofball. And that's just kind of how this one ended. But it was fun. This one had my favorite story of all of them between like Hulk and Jean Grey and Thor's. The story was the best, but the little moral wasn't.
But, you know, I think the problem with the Hawkeye book is Matt Fraction wrote a good Hawkeye book.
Right.
Which was these two characters. Yeah. So,
but the thing is, he didn't know her. Because this is young Clint just after he joined the Avengers.
Yeah.
But she knew him. But there was some nice, fun banter because she has this costume that has all these holes in the side that it's supposed to be. And he's looking at her going, what happened? You know, did you get beat up? Because this is, you know, 1960s Clint.
Yeah.
So that was enjoyable. The banter between them was fun. And then the last one I read was Mace Windu, which I'm a Star Wars fan, but I'm not a hardcore Star Wars fan. I've never watched Rebels or any of the cartoons or any of that stuff. So I went into this really hoping it would give me a little more insight into who Mace Windu is, besides just being Samuel L. Jackson with
he's
a purple
a
lightsaber. So, and sadly, it was just kind of generic. It was just a generic Star Wars story. They're going off to this off-world planet to try to do something. But it didn't seem to be anything specific with him to add any insight, which future ones might add, but this one just seemed a little generic to
me.
This
wasn't a one-shot, was it?
No, it's 5-issue mini.
Okay.
So, but yeah, just for me, it wasn't anything special. And that's really all I read. It was really a light week of books, and yeah.
Well, it was a fifth week, and fifth week, sure, like that.
Yeah. So, just I want to go back to a little bit with this Comic Hub thing, only because I got interrupted having to ring somebody up. And one other thing that I think is really neat about it, it's going to have my inventory online. So, I'm not 100% sure if you can do it through the app, but you can certainly do it through the website. So, it's neat where, you know, you can see something, oh, and, you know, put it in your cart, or and I'm assuming that I can hold it for you. The one thing that I'm most looking forward to this for is the fact that I can do, like, my clearance on trades that I want to do without having to physically move them and put them on bookshelves and things like that. I can go through, run a report of all stale trades and mark them as on sale. So you can, and then it'll show up on a sales section of the website, and you can go in there and see what's on sale instead of me having to physically move stuff, which I think will enable me to do stuff a little bit quicker than I've been doing it.
I'm assuming it also will automatically discount it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It'll show you the discounted price, so I can go through that much quicker just in the computer quickly than I can physically moving books and marking them and things like that. So I'm excited about that part of it, and it'll also, you know, help me move some stuff that, you know, people, you know, online can find a book that maybe they're searching for, and it'll pop up hopefully on online searches and things like that. And then one other thing, I know not everybody knows it, but I give away the previews here, and I get in about 80 copies a month. So online is, you know, it's nice that the previews now is on the app and all that, but some people do like going through the book and finding stuff and letting you know what's there. So when you see these big stacks I have, it's because I'm giving them away. But I hate marking them free because then I'll have, you know, the family of six come in and all six kids grab one.
Yeah.
They still cost me, I think it's like $240 a piece. So if you're going to grab one, I have no problem with you grabbing it, but I'd like you to at least look through it. So I think that's about all we got.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't. It's not unfair, but I'm happy to give them away, but I don't want to just super give them away. I'm just noticing I have a bulb flickering behind you, Spencer, so I'm not staring at the back of your head.
I was going to say that after the podcast.
Yeah, it's just something I noticed. So, yeah, tomorrow. And I have a bulb out on the other side, so I need to go.
You need to get some bulbs.
I need to go hit Home Depot tomorrow instead of just hitting the Ace Hardware and get maybe a little bulk.
So you can't go more than a week without having to change some light bulbs.
Yeah, that's okay. That's life. So next week, or this Saturday, don't forget the anniversary party.
I guess you didn't find your question, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't, so... Ooh. Well, no, it was, like, a real specific one, too, so... So we have the anniversary party on Saturday. I will post... Thursday night, I'll post the details about that. We have the daily spotlight, so check back. I will try to post that in the morning, what character is. I'll try to set that up as far as which character we are spotlighting each day. Book club is the end of the month. I do have copies in stock if you want to get that, Rough Riders Volume 1. And I think that's about all we have going on right this minute as far as specials and things like that.
Well, you also got your double points on Batman.
Double points on Batman all month, yep. Because it is Batman month, and Batman Day is coming up on the 23rd.
Or Harley Quinn Day.
Right. Well, we'll allow both of them to share the day.
Okay.
So, Pat?
That's a podcast.
No!
Oh.
You always say...
Oh, well, what's coming out next
there
week?
There we go. Come on.
Right, but you don't normally prompt me to do it.
So well, I had to, because you were looking at your phone and you weren't giving it to me. So next week is really kind of a special week, a very exciting week. We have...
We don't want to deal with a very special Pittsburgh comics.
It's Action Comics 987, which is the first part of the Oz Effect, which is going to be the lenticular cover where they're revealing who Mr. Oz is, and this leads directly into the Doomsday Clock. We have the Batman Dark Knight Master Race, the cover edition, which I think is pretty cool, all the different covers that they did for that. We also have next week Dark Knight's Metal, number 2, is coming out. Number 1 people really liked.
Seems like it hasn't been that long since the first one
came
out.
No, it's been a month. Oh. Detective Comics 968, which I think is the beginning of the Lonely Place for Dying storyline, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Generations Captain Marvel and Captain Mar-Vell is next week. Harley Quinn's 25th anniversary special is coming out, which is kind of neat. It's got a regular, a Dodson, and a Jim Lee cover. Mech Cadet U, number 2, is coming out. I know Adam really enjoyed that one. Mr. Miracle, I have Second Prince of number 1 coming in, and then number 2 is also coming out. Ninjak Zero is coming out. Realm is a new one from Image. Redlands, we have Second Prince of number 1 coming, as well as number 2. That was a nice, good horror one coming from Image with Jordy Belair. Retcon, number 1, I think is another Image number 1. The Rocky and Bullwinkle Show, because who doesn't love Rocky and Bullwinkle? That's coming out. Runaways. What?
Boris and Natasha.
Moose and Squirrel. Runaways, number 1. This is kind of relaunching the line for Marvel.
Well, I know they got the TV show
right,
coming.
That's why this is coming out. Secret Empire Omega, so we'll wrap up Secret Empire next week. Shadow number 2. Number 1 sold much better than I anticipated it would do. So number 2 is coming out next week. Sheena number 1 is coming out next week. Sync is a new number 1 coming out. I'm not 100% sure who that's from. Slam Next Jam. This is a follow-up to a Boom series that came out a while back. Superman Reborn hardcover is coming out. That's that four-parter giving the backstory to the second Clark Kent storyline. That was a fun one. Teen Titans 12 is coming out, and this is a Metal tie-in. So if you were getting Metal, I've added this to your list. So, but if you want it, let me know. Venomverse number 2. And then Wolfenstein. This is funny. When Castlevania was on Netflix as a show, I was like, I don't get it. I don't get all the excitement. And because I guess it was an older video game.
Yeah.
I thought it was Wolfenstein. I'm like, I really don't see how you could make a TV show about the Castle Wolfenstein video game where you basically ran around shooting.
It was the original Doom.
Right.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, I don't see. Yeah, but I'm like, I don't see how you can do a TV show about this. But I was wrong. I confused the two. But it turns out there is a comic book coming about Wolfenstein. So that's coming out next week. So lots of fun, lots of big books coming out next week, especially from DC. So I'm looking forward to that. I think Metal's people were really, really into Metal. And then Mr. Miracle was a huge surprise hit. So I'm excited about all that stuff coming.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see where issue 2 is going to go with Metal.
Yeah. So we'll see.
As much as I enjoyed Metal, I'm really interested to see where issue number 2 goes with Mr. Miracle.
Yes, that was good. Yeah. So, fun books next week. So, we will... I think that's about it. We'll talk to you next week.
Colin is...
Yes. Here and tired. Oh, where am I? You can find me... Sorry. You can find me in the store. Just come on down. I'm here. But the website's PittsburghComics.com. Facebook is Pittsburgh Comics. Instagram and Twitter are PGH Comics because Pittsburgh Comics doesn't fit. So I think good short podcast. Get home. Not exhausted. This is good.
There you go.
So.
Can't have an excuse for not getting anything done tonight.
True. Well, hey. Wow. 9 o'clock. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Craziness. So Spencer, we'll let you say the magic words.
That's a podcast.
We'll talk to you next week. And come down Saturday. Cookies.